We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Beis Sif Hey. Says the Mechaber, Yayin Chai Afilu Im Hilchazak Dedari Achad Tlas Maya. Even if you could dilute it 1/3 water to 2/3 wine, and it will still be strong that it will taste like wine. Mekachin Olav, you are still allowed to make kiddush on such wine. I mean, Kol Makom Yoser Tov L'Mazgo Uvachi Heimazug Karoi. However, it is best to dilute such wine as long as it is diluted appropriately. The Rama adds, "V'yeno shalanu yoser tovim heim below mazika." Our wines are better if we do not dilute them at all, because if you dilute it too much, it will be so weak that it won't even taste like wine anymore. Sivav yen tzimukim mekachin olav. Raisin wine is permissible to be used for kiddush. The Rama adds, "V'hu sheyesh ben lachluchis ksas below shriya." As long as there is some liquid which comes out of the raisins without soaking it in water. The process to make such wine, the Mishnah Berurah says, is taking the raisins, cutting them up, putting some water on them, allowing them to ferment. Then it is called wine after it has sat in the water for 3 days and it has fermented. Siv Zayin, Shimra Yayin, Ochart Sanim, Shanasan Aleyamayim, Imroi, Levarich Lamber, Pergafen, Mekachin Aleh. The pieces of the grapes or the Shemarim, which had water poured upon them, which now appears to be wine, if it is right to make a Ber Pergafen on it, then you can make Kiddush on this as well. And in order to know what is permissible, what one makes Ber Pergafen on, you'd have to look at Simen Resh Dalid, Siv Hei. Sivches, Mekachin al Yain Mevushal, Vayain Sheesh Bo Dvash. The first sheet that the Mechaber brings is that one is allowed to make Kiddush on cooked wine or on wine which had honey added to it. Vayesh Omerim, the second sheet that which the Mechaber brings, Shein Mekachin Aleim. One is not supposed to make Kiddush upon these two types of wine. This second shita is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'haminag l'kadish alav afilu yeshel yain acher, rak she'eino tov kimoha mevushal o sheesh bo dvash." The Rama says that the minhag is to make kiddush on cooked wine or on wine which had honey added to it, even if one has wine which is not mevushal, as long as the mevushal wine or the wine which had honey added to it is a better wine. The machlokas between these two deos is whether the cooking or the addition of honey is considered to have changed the wine to a worse status. This machlokas obviously has tremendous ramifications for us, as many of our wines are mevushal, and many of our wines have sugar added to it as well, or the grape juice, some of them have sugar added to it as well, so if one wanted to be machlokas for the sheet of the Rambam, they would not be allowed to use such wines. However, it is clear from the Rama that the minhag is to be mekel.